moment. I have a comment. Go ahead, Chantel. We've been talking about winter storm hazards and various tips regarding that, especially these days, and I imagine over there it's getting that way. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Chantel?
I think Robin was trying to comment. She's kind of broken up a bit.
Hey, can you hear me now? 378, Robin. Yes, I can. Go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, sorry for the delay, but I was also thinking about with the driving preparations and everything. I don't know how many of us go and practice our driving in mud and dirt and things like that. And if we have four-wheel drives, actually four-wheel drives, maybe we should practice putting our vehicles into gear and out of gear and backing up and doing things like that when it's not so precarious, but it might get like that for us. So that is my comment. I set my truck into four-wheel drive and two-wheel drive on a regular, so I'm suggesting that for everybody that can do it. That's it. 378 monitoring.
Happy Robin, that's a really good idea, and it's a good thing to remember when you're on ice, four wheels slide just as easy as two wheels, so just remember that. I've learned the hard way a few times. So 359, moving on to 779 Chantel, do you have anything that you'd like to share?
No, not too much. It's a little bit of along the lines of what Robin was saying. In the Fire Academy, we had a saying of, if it ain't raining, you aren't training. So what that means is you go out in the worst weather and you train in the worst weather so that you can prepare and know what to expect. And so for those that want to try and be as prepared as possible, go out in the worst weather and try and apply your skills and then readjust from what you experienced and what you learned during that time.
Copy that. Well, that makes total sense. Just a little tidbit here. When I was a kid, which is a long time ago, my dad used to take us out individually, and then he would let us spin Brody's in the parking lot in the ice so we knew what would happen. But I'm not suggesting that. That was kind of a funny little tidbit. Is there anything else, Chantel? That makes total sense to me.
I think that's all I've got for tonight, but I sure appreciate you ladies and appreciate you, Karen, and all you do, and Kimber as well. We appreciate you and hope everyone has a blessed night.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate you as well, Chantel. Thank you for sharing. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRXR 423 Kristen, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRXR 423 Kristen, and I read you loud and clear.
Copy that. We read you loud and clear as well, Kristen. So the ladies have been sharing very good suggestions about what to do during winter storms, different hazards and that sort of thing. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kristen?
Not at this time. There's been a lot of good suggestions, taking them in, and that's it. Thanks for the good tips, everyone.
Awesome. Well, thank you for when you share. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRZL 684 Lee, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is 709. I'm going to check in for Lee. She can't seem to hear anything right now.